You're listening to the Dead Air Podcast.
Who cares what you call it?
Cynical views that take up space on your hard drive. Just like to let you know I'm a 7-foot-tall man. I've been smoking since I was a child.
The voice of the people must be heard.
Hello and welcome to the Dead Air Podcast. I'm Tim.
And I'm Adam.
Or maybe I should do, hello and welcome to the Dead Air Podcast with, yeah.
No, let's not.
It's time to light the traditional smoke.
Hokadoke.
It is June 21st, the first day of summer.
And that's one thing that, summer is very good. I love the summer.
You know, it's supposed to be the longest day of the year.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Well, of course you wouldn't, Adam.
No, I really don't pay attention to nature.
Or anything else.
That's right.
You're also supposed to be able to, like, balance an egg on its side tonight.
What? Who said that?
Scientifically, the way the moon is.
Right.
Yeah.
It is a nice full moon out. What a glorious night it is.
For the podcast today, I was up this morning with my insomnia, and I was watching SpongeBob.
Oh boy, SpongeBob.
Now mind you, SpongeBob is a great show, and, Sponge and Squidward and fucking Mr. Crab.
Squidward reminds me of the Penguin, or at least that's how he sounds in the show.
He does. But anyways, so after SpongeBob's over, Nickelodeon's still on, I see this commercial for teacher, you buy this DVD and you can learn exactly how to dance like your favorite superstars, like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, some other whore that I don't remember her name.
Tim, I want to dance like them.
I'm sure you do. Now, Adam, first, what you do is you take off all your clothes.
Okay, I feel pretty comfortable with this so
and you
far.
Grab your cock and you just start jerking it in front of everyone.
That's a dance move?
Of course. Masturbation is a key to these things, Adam.
I can be the greatest dancer around.
You are the greatest dancer ever.
I am.
And I am the hottest thing in podcasting.
I am the hottest thing in podcasting, and now I'm the hottest thing dancing.
And crap. But anyways, it's like, yes, let's teach our kids how to dance like whores and charge you $39.95 to do it.
Whoa. $40 just
yep.
to learn how to dance.
Mm-hmm.
No, we ain't doing that.
Daddy, I want to dance like Britney Spears.
Oh, sure, honey. How much is it?
It's $39.95.
Good, great googly moogly. Here, I'll just teach you how to dance and, like Britney Spears.
Okay. But I really want the DVD.
No, you ain't getting it.
But Katie has it.
Then borrow it from her. I'm not wasting that much money on you. But I don't love you that much.
What? You don't love me. I hate you!
I know you do. That's what your mother said.
Gotta love improv.
Indeed.
So what happened to you today?
What happened to me today was, while I was showering, I'm just showering, washing up and everything, and then all of a sudden, I had to fart. And it's the bathroom and no one's around, so I fart anyways. But being naked and farting is not good. It, like, stunk so bad. If someone walked in on me while I was showering, they could have probably died.
Now, the question is, did you wash your ass before you farted?
Yes, I did, actually. And, I had to wash up again, because that's how bad it smelled.
That's pathetic.
It is, isn't it? And there you go, viewers. That was the highlight of my day.
They're actually listeners.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know my phone's dead.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're your bastard phone. Dude, this number has been just gonna, what the fuck? Adam's dead. Figure your house burned down or something?
No. I didn't pay the phone bill, I guess.
Oh. That's great.
Isn't it?
Right, let me get some of that Coke.
Oh, sure thing.
So, give me a second to drink here.
Okay, drink away.
So professional.
That's good Pepsi, by the way.
And, so the parents of Terri Schiavo are pissed off again.
What now?
The husband buried her ashes in, Florida, in Clearwater. And, apparently they're bitching because of the fact that on her headstone, instead of it being the day that she died, like, was, you know, I can't think of the technical term. Thirsted to death? I don't know. It's fucking 11 o'clock. Give me a break. Dehydrated. That's what it is. Okay, but anyways, instead of that, the date of that, he's got the date that she got into her accident and went into a vegetative state.
I'd probably do that, knowing me.
And then at the bottom, he's got an inscription that says, "I kept my promise."
Oh. Well.
So they're bitching about that. And you know what? It's funny. All the people that supported the parents, even after the autopsy, will not let it go.
He kept his promise, though, Tim. That's the important thing.
But, I mean, come on. It was proven. Proven that she was in a vegetative state. She was blind. Half of her brain was liquefied. But they won't let it go.
No.
She could have been saved. The medical technology. No. Her brain was liquid. Yeah, she had a slushy in her head.
I like slushies, though.
Brain slushies are great.
Oh. Ooh.
Let it go. You were wrong. Say you were wrong. It's over and done. Even the governor won't let it go. No. That's what the show's about. Fucker. But I guess that's all the time we have, or not really, but it's all we have to talk about.
It is.
So, I am Tim.
And
I. Oh, wait. I gotta do the contact spiel. I almost forgot.
Oh. Oh, dear.
You can email us. Email us your suggestions, your porn, your whatever. I really, 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 like I said, I really want our listeners to email us and give us suggestions, things to talk about. Let us know you're listening. I know we have 16 people who are signed up for our feed.
Ooh, 16 people.
So, that's cool. Tell your friends. Please, please tell your friends. I don't normally do this, and I wouldn't do this except...
We're desperate?
I just like to see a couple more things. But please, if you feel like it, go to Podcast Pickle. Search us up. We're on there. And vote for us and give us a little review, because that's the only other way that the show is going to get be spread, unless you tell your friends, which I know you people are fucking lazy, so you're probably not going to do.
Well, I hope they have friends to tell.
But you can email us at deadaircrew@gmail.com with all your information and what you want. If you send us a picture, we'll put it up on our website, on our listeners page. Our voicemail number, if you want to send us a voicemail, we do read and play all voicemails on the show. You can voicemail us at 12063-FUCKER. That's 12063382537. Adam.
And to visit our, was it Shoutcast?
Website?
Oh, yeah. Our Shoutcast website thingy majigger is www.deadaircrew.com.
You can also subscribe to our feed at feeds.feedburner.com/thedeadairpodcast. Our Skype name is Dead Air Radio. That's all one word. We always love calls from the listeners. You can download Skype at www.skype.com. Ching! And they should really start paying us.
But they're not going to.
Anywho, I'm Tim.
And I am Adam.
And this is the Dead Air Radio Crew saying...
Fuck you!
Sam and Mike are signing off. They are going to whack each other off. No more talking to their fans. They are taking off each other's pants. But don't worry, they'll be back. Someday, someday. But for now they are gone. But for now they are gone.